75 to 150 gallons of water per day. If you have teenagers who like long showers, it's even more. Property owners who drill a private well have to be sure it'll provide enough water on a daily basis to meet their needs. Steve Wilson is a groundwater hydrologist at the University of Illinois. He says a local professional well driller who has experience with other wells in the same aquifers will have a good idea if yours will be adequate. You can also check with your state's geological survey.
Those folks will have an idea because when a driller puts in a well, they usually test pump it and put a rate and say, you know, we pumped this for 2 hours at 15 gallons a minute and the static level was 10 feet and the pumping level was 25. And from that, you can get an idea of what kind of supply you might be getting and what might be available.
The well flow rate has to be capable of providing the total quantity of water needed every day in your household. A minimum of 10 gallons per minute is recommended for a two-bedroom, two-bath home. Larger homes and families will need more, and if you plan on watering gardens and livestock, this will also have to be calculated in. Wilson says when an aquifer pumps less than a few gallons per minute, water storage capacity is very important.
Once you've emptied your pressure tank, then your well would kick on and pump water. But if you're taking a shower or running a dishwasher or some of those things, it may take more than 2 or 3 gallons a minute, and so you need to have enough storage for whatever your uses are.
You'll find more tips for planning a drinking water supply and a free online class to help you understand private wells at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Middle East leaders calling this a pivotal time following the assassination of a top Hamas leader in Iran and a top Hezbollah leader in Lebanon. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Beirut.
The past several months, we have seen a series of attacks on U.S. personnel in both Iraq and Syria. But at this point, it remains to be seen how all of these events are connected. And it certainly does raise the concern that these events that we've watched unfold here could have an impact on stability across the region.
Iran announcing that the leader of Hamas's political wing, Ismail Haniyeh, was assassinated overnight. Angry townspeople in Southport, England, clashing with local police outside a mosque as speculation grows about the 17-year-old who police say stabbed multiple children during a dance class this week. Three of them died. Olympic triathletes diving into the River Seine for competition, the water deemed safe enough for the race. This is ABC News. The state of Texas winning a round in court in the fight over the buoys it put into the Rio Grande.
The 1,000-foot-long string of interconnected buoys separated by saw blades was deployed a year ago. The Justice Department immediately filed suit saying Texas was in violation of international treaties because the Rio Grande is a navigable river. The state argued that the barrier was meant to funnel migrants to safe and legal ports of entry. The Fifth Circuit did not address the immigration issue yesterday, but instead ruled that that section of the river cannot be navigated by commercial ships or barges. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Carter Center is casting doubts on Venezuela's elections, saying a lack of transparency means it's impossible to verify the results, the Venezuelan government declaring President Nicolas Maduro won. Artificial intelligence giving a huge boost to Samsung's bottom line. High demand for memory chips driving a 15-fold increase in operating profits up to $7.5 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 35% off paints and stains from July 26th through August 5th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be hot and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88. The heat index in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon, and we could see a couple of isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high of 84. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Both Wisconsin U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson voted in favor of legislation to protect kids online. The legislation, which passed with overwhelming bipartisan support, would force online platforms to take reasonable steps to prevent harms to children, such as bullying, drug addiction, and sexual exploitation. Two Wisconsin healthcare groups say the use of AI should be limited. UW Health and medical records company Epic were part of a roundtable discussion on the topic in Washington, D.C. last month. Both say guardrails need to be put in place to ensure AI is being monitored and that patients should know where it's being used. And a Wisconsin soldier who was declared missing in action in the Korean War is the latest to be identified. The Defense Department's POW/MIA accounting agency announced Tuesday it identified Army Corporal Robert Race of Dodgeville as one of a number of bodies recovered from graves in Korea in 1951.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. 2 people were seriously injured in a motorcycle accident in Pepin County Monday. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, 29-year-old Alexander Page of Rural Mondovi was traveling east on Highway R when he lost control on a curve at the intersection of Highway BB and left the roadway. Page, along with the 28-year-old Megan Page of Rural Mondovi, were both ejected from the motorcycle and struck a utility pole and guy wire. Both suffered serious injuries as Megan was taken to an Eau Claire hospital. Alexander was med-flighted to Mayo Clinic. Alcohol and speed are believed to have played a factor in that accident. Residents along North Eau Claire Street in Mondovi are still waiting for the snow fence to be replaced on the top of the new retaining wall. While the Mondovi City Council approved a replacement fence, it still hasn't been installed due to a dispute between the city and contractor. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss.
Don't want to build the fence and then obviously have to go back and disturb that as well. So as much as I want that to be complete, and the council has approved the completion of that, it hasn't taken place yet. So it's ongoing, but I think we can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
It was hoped that the new fence would have been installed by the end of July. Kamala Harris is coming to Western Wisconsin with her running mate next week, but we don't know where, and we don't know when, and we still do not know who she'll be bringing. Harris's campaign yesterday said Wisconsin would be part of her swing state to swing next week. There's speculation that Minnesota's governor could be her vice president pick, but insiders continue to say it could also be Arizona Senator Mark Kelly or Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Police departments across Wisconsin, including the Wisconsin State Patrol, are planning to be out in force today for what they are calling a speed enforcement day. That means a 24-hour high visibility enforcement effort that includes state, county, and local law enforcement agencies. The State Patrol says the idea is to remind drivers of the need to be safe on the road. Troopers and officers will be out in force today looking for speeders and writing tickets. The Packers say the space for Green Bay's NFL draft will be twice the size of Detroit's. Team officials met with locals in Green Bay last night to talk about the plans for next year's draft. The Packers say the footprint for the draft will center on Lambeau and will be larger than the footprint for Detroit's draft earlier this year in downtown Detroit. The Packers say they've set aside $8 million for draft preparations and say they don't expect to make much money off of the draft. The city of Green Bay, on the other hand, is expecting a $20 million economic boost and a statewide impact of up to $94 million. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's summertime and the living is speedy. At NTech, we're providing a free back-to-school speed boost to all our existing fiber internet customers this August. Whether you're doing schoolwork or simply streaming your favorite videos, you'll experience faster internet at no extra cost. New customers can be ready for back-to-school season by signing up for fiber internet with NTech. Call us at 715-672-4204 or visit ntech.net today.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The deadline to apply for bobcat and fisher hunting and trapping permits is this week. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the trapping and hunting permit applications are due Thursday. People who are interested can apply through the Wisconsin Go Wild license portal or in person at any licensed sales location. A random drawing will decide who gets the permits mid-August. More information is available on the Wisconsin DNR website. Waterfowl populations in Wisconsin are stable, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says. The breeding duck population was estimated at 502,000 birds. That's a nearly 4% decrease from last year, but above the long-term average. Both wood duck and Canada goose populations are similar to last year's numbers and higher than the long-term average. More specific data is available on the Wisconsin Wildlife Report website. Spring waterfowl breeding surveys have been conducted every year for more than two decades. Wisconsin sales tax revenues have recorded one of their biggest year-to-year drops since the pandemic. According to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, sales tax revenue dropped 2.3% in March compared to March of 2023. Slowing sales tax growth and even declines were seen in key sectors like retail, food service, wholesale trade, and manufacturing. Even though inflation has slowed, it's still well above where it was through the 2010s, making the recent slowing of sales tax revenue more notable, according to the report. WF policy researcher Mark Schomerhauser said, in some of the Wisconsin's bigger counties, the impact of remote work and generational pivots toward online shopping could be driving declines in sales tax revenue. Almost half of the sectors that report sales tax saw a decline the first half of this year.
Wisconsin ranks 11th in the country when it comes to crop and meat exports. A progress report from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture shows the state improved in the ranking, up from 13th in 2021. A bipartisan initiative led to the creation of the Wisconsin Initiative for Agricultural Exports in 2021, when state legislators learned of declining agricultural exports. State Senator Joan Baldwin says the initiative has done a great job of promoting Wisconsin and hopes the state can soon break into the top 10. Alongside the Wisconsin Department of Ag and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, the export initiative works with businesses and state officials with a goal to increase agriculture exports by 25% by the year 2026. The action plan for the Wisconsin Task Force on Workforce and Artificial Intelligence is finalized. Governor Evers says the task force goal was to improve Wisconsin workers' AI skills and connect them with employers. The plan is to develop more flexible training and credentialing processes and to incentivize industry adoption of AI tools to create competitive, high-quality jobs. The task force was established August of last year. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
The largest pickleball court in Wisconsin is now open. Leaders in Lake Halley cut the ribbon on the new 12-court pickleball complex at Gower Park earlier this week. The new court is also the second largest in the Midwest, coming in behind a complex in the Minneapolis suburbs. The courts cost about $300,000, and the Chippewa Valley Pickleball Club will now maintain them. There are plans to add bleachers and restrooms, but that likely won't come until after this year's pickleball season. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The Minnesota Twins managed just two hits during a 2-0 loss to the New York Mets at Citi Field. Minnesota surrendered a run apiece in the fourth and fifth innings. David Festa was charged with his second loss after surrendering a pair of runs and three hits in five frames. Minnesota's now dropped 3 of 4, but the Twins remain in second place in the AL Central. Pablo Lopez starts for Minnesota against the Mets this afternoon. The Minnesota Twins made just one move at the Major League Baseball trade deadline yesterday. The Twins acquired reliever Trevor Richards from the Toronto Blue Jays in a deal that sent infield prospect Jay Harry north of the border. Richards is 2-1 with a 4.64 ERA and 52 and a third innings so far this season. The Minnesota Vikings are fortifying their secondary. The team signed free agent quarterback Fabian Moreau to a deal yesterday. The Vikings have been light on cornerbacks after the death of rookie Kyree Jackson and injuries to Shaq Griffin and Makai Blackmon. Moreau had an interception and 7 passes deflected in 16 games with the Broncos. Last season, the Vikings continue training camp today.
The Packers continue training camp. Jordan Morgan took first team reps at right guard during 11-on-11 drills yesterday. Rookie Marshawn Lloyd participated in his first practice of the training camp after the running back recovered from a hip injury. The team also signed rookie corner Don Callis and long snapper Peter Bowden yesterday.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school with the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate, because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to.
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Simone Biles and Team USA Women's Gymnastics back on top of the world, winning team gold in Paris yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's the fourth gold medal for the American women this time after taking silver in Tokyo in 2020. U.S. continues to lead the overall medal count, adding six more medals on Tuesday. U.S. now with 26 total medals, seven more than France. Brewers fell to the Braves 5-1 on Tuesday. Joe Ross returning to the mound and surrendered all five runs in five innings.
Kind of look back and they were just like middle up, so obviously not really where I'm trying to go, but they put the ball in play and found some holes, so I think they capitalized on poor pitch execution.
Rubber game this afternoon at AmFam Field. The Packers released one of their three kickers in training camp, letting go rookie James Turner. The remaining battle between Anders Carlson and Greg Joseph, and it could go most of training camp. Packers special teams coach Rich Bisaccia.
Just early, you know, just glad they're all healthy and all kicking the ball right now. The wind has been a nice, pleasant surprise for us. Hasn't been a tremendously crazy, windy day, so been advantageous to them. But it's still a long process. It's early in the process of what we're trying to get to at the end, and we'll just keep kicking.
Former Kimberly standout and Buffalo Bills linebacker A.J. Klein announcing his retirement Tuesday. 33-year-old played 11 NFL seasons. Football Badgers got through their first fall training camp workout in Platteville yesterday. There's an emphasis during certain periods in practice to play fast. Yesterday, the second offense not quite meeting expectations. They were booted off the field.
There's an idea of that that's a period where we're trying to play faster, and if we just kind of allow, it's day one, we're gonna let them work through some of these things. That's not what we're going to do now. Not that we have been in the past, but really trying to make sure we understand, establish what that standard looks like. And if it's a period where we're going to go fast, we got to make sure we're disciplined enough to understand what that means as an offense.
Luke Fickell and his Badgers are back at it for day two today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Forecast for today, sunshine will have fog this morning, highs near 90, southeast winds at around 5. Tonight becoming cloudy, 70% chance of showers and storms late, lows upper 60s. Tomorrow, 70% chance of showers and storms, highs low 80s. Friday, sunshine, highs upper 80s. Saturday, sunshine, highs upper 80s. Areas of fog across the region this morning, Pepin Lake City, Wabasha, Nelson at 70. Mondovia, Plum City, Nogale at 68. Here at WRDN, we have Fog 69 with Kenny Chesney and American Kids. It's 7:23.
Apple Wide, Quick Stop, Midnight Tea Top, Jack in her Cherry Coke Town. Mama and Daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, picking us up by a barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base, but saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend Daddy doesn't like. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids.
Odds were against it, but baby, here we are. In our own little place, in our own little corner, this old cold world just got a little warmer. For the rest of my life, I'm gonna hold you in my arms. And when they carve my stone, all they need to write on it is one. Ever wanted, tell me something, who could ask for more than to be living in a moment you would die for? If you never get rich on what money can buy, it don't matter to me, I'll tell you why. I've got it all when I'm holding you this way. I live to love you, I die to keep you safe inside these arms that need you. I'll be loving you with the very last breath I take. And when they carve my stone, all they need to write on it is once man who got all he ever wanted. Tell me something, who could ask for more than to be living in a moment you would die for? Ashes to
forever in love. And when they carve my stone, all they need to write on it is one sliver man who got all he ever wanted. Tell me something.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days, losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows I know when it's all said. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jelly Roll and I'm Not Okay. 7:33. I'm Brian Winnikins and good morning. And happy Wednesday, and next hour we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, If you have a birthday or anniversary you'd like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM and send us a message that way. Also, this morning, we'll tell you about a lost Andy Warhol portrait that could go for a whole bunch of money. We'll tell you about that. We'll tell you what state has the most aggressive drivers. Forbes has their version out. I don't know. I mean, I guess it could be, but we'll tell you a little bit more about that. I think there's a few other places that's much more aggressive, but we'll talk about that here coming up this morning as well. And during the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with Jesse Singerhouse, CEO of Dunn Energy Cooperative. They received a big rural development loan for an upgrade to Dunn Energy. They had some folks from rural development. The undersecretary for rural development was there at Dunn Energy and also in Plum City as well. Yesterday, Dr. Basil Gooden. And if you missed our interview with Dr. Gooden during the Morning Farm Report, that's now available on our podcast page. RealCountry1430.com. Just go to the podcast tab. You can listen to our interview with Dr. Gooden. Had a chance to talk with him over at J.M. Watkins in Plum City about their big grant that they received from USDA to expand. That's going to be a pretty big project, too. And so if you missed that interview, you can check that out over at our podcast page. Wow, it's already the end of July. Can you believe it? And, of course, the 150th Buffalo County Fair getting underway tomorrow. A lot of setup happening today. And don't forget, we'll have the swine show tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock. We will have video coverage of that on our video streaming page of our website. And that's a video streaming service brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. We'll also have the swine show, dairy show, beef show, and the livestock show from the Buffalo County Fair on NTech Channel 99. And a special thank you to the Durand, Arkansas School District, giving us permission to use NTech Channel 99 to have those on NTech, so that for those of you that kind of like my mom, she kind of, you know, she can use the computer and all that, but trying to watch stuff on YouTube or on video streaming, it's kind of difficult for her to do that. Normally has to get my sister-in-law to come over and help her set it all up. So if you are kind of like my mom, you can watch it on NTech Channel 99 tomorrow with the Hog Show again starting at 5 o'clock. It looks like we're going to have hot weather. But right now, though, plenty of fog around the area. And also, too, today's big speed enforcement day with State Patrol and local police departments. So, yeah, they're looking for speeders, and they will be writing tickets. And so, you're going to definitely want to be careful when you're out and about with the fog and that sort of thing as well. And a lot of fog out there, and we'll have more details with all of that in our weather forecast coming up.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts, so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/summer.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Forecast for today, fog this morning, and we'll have plenty of sunshine this afternoon. Going to be a warm one, highs near 90. Southeast winds at around 5. Tonight, 70% chance of showers and storms late. Lows will be in the upper 60s. For Thursday, 70% chance of showers and storms, highs low 80s. Friday, sunshine, highs upper 80s. Areas of fog across the region this morning. Pepin, Lake City, Wabasha, Nelson, all at 70. Mondovi, Plum City, and Nogales, 68 here at WRDN. Do have that fog. And 69 with Zach Brown and Knee Deep. It's 7:39.
For a minute, pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away.
Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me.
It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salty sea.
One day you could be as lost as me.
Change your geography. Maybe you might be
deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Yeah.
done to me, honey. It's gonna be the last time. And I know you think that I'll be going out of my mind, crying you a river that winds and winds and winds. Oh, but baby, I'm down to my last teardrop this time. I don't care who or what you're doing. Ain't gonna be no more boo-hooing. Oh, baby, this time I swear it's the truth. I ain't gonna cry no more for you. Uh-uh.
Latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. For 100 acres, he just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raised my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth.
This is my dirt. This is where five generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. And this is my dirt.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Justin Moore and This Is My Dirt. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder that Taste of Durand and Music in the Park, final one for the summer with the White Sidewalls coming up on August 21st. That'll start at 6 o'clock at Memorial Park here in Durand. Not only do we have the music with the White Sidewalls, but all of the different food as well. That's one of those days where it's like, I think I'm going to skip lunch. Get there early, right? Beverages also be provided, too. It's Music in the Park with the White Sidewalls and Taste of Durand, August 21st from 6 until 9. Well, I told you a little bit about, it's the big enforcement day today, or a day, that one of the days that enhanced speed enforcement. So you're going to see a lot of officers out and about. If you're speeding, they're going to give you a little piece of paper. Congratulations, you're a winner. Well, what state has the most aggressive driving? Now, I guess it's state overall, so that does kind of make sense. I always thought, at least city-wise, boy, Chicago's just nasty. But California drivers are the most aggressive that you'll encounter on U.S. roadways. That, according to a recent study by Forbes, which gave California commuters the top spot. The study looked at the frequency of different types of aggressive behavior behind the wheel, like tailgating. Oh, yeah, okay. Cutting people off. Yep, I've seen that before. Or blocking other drivers from merging.
And hey, what do you say? Let's be careful out
there. Yeah, can't we be careful out there and be nice? Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi. Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Durand Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Durand Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Durand Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing
and military women, I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Your words don't mean a thing. No more calling me baby, no more loving like crazy till you take me down.
Take me down.
You better take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down.
Coffee shop, had to take a break. I'd been by her side for 18 hours straight. Saw a flower growing in the middle of the sidewalk, pushing up through the concrete like it was planted right there for me to see. The flashing lights, the honking horns all seemed to fade away. In the shadow of that hospital at 508, I saw God today. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear, I saw God today. Saw a couple walking by, they were holding hands. Man, she had that glow. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice she was starting to show. Stood there for a minute, taking in the sky, lost in that sunset. A splash of amber melted in.